This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 12:07, and I won't be here with you long today. It's an abbreviated portion of the Shaletta Show. The Twins are playing today against the New York Mets at Target Field. First pitch is at 1:10, but we've got a pregame show that starts at 12:30. So I got to get my guests talking and get out of here. I tell you, if you are downtown, you are loving it. There's cars, there's people, folks are eating on the patios, they are with their families, they are biking in to see our beloved Minnesota Twins. If you're not downtown, don't worry, you can catch the action all right here on your good neighbor station. My good neighbor Wally is across the street cleaning cars. He's listening to CCO radio. I know Linnea and Tom and Charlotte and Brenda are probably out running errands. Kevin's at a coffee shop listening. And so, you know, just like you did back in the day, you can do it today. And listen to your good neighbor. Keep it locked here. We've got some great guests for you. Plus, the Minnesota Twins are coming on at 12:30 with that pregame show. And then you can listen to the entire game from the comfort of your house, car, garage, walking the track, whatever you're doing today on this great day. You can do that and still hang out with us. Now, I tell you, I loves me some Hy-Vee. And let me tell you why. This past year, I belong to Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church, and we had over 350 families who needed Thanksgiving, baskets. It's a food insecure community. A lot of the families there are at or below poverty level, and they came to the church looking for Thanksgiving dinner, and we did not have enough to give them. And my friends at Hy-Vee stepped in with not only an additional 100 items for those food baskets, but they also sent about four or five people to donate their time that day to get those baskets ready to help people in line. And I would just always be grateful for their commitment and their service to our community here in the Twin Cities. But what they're doing now just don't make no sense to me, because they sell food, but they're giving away food. Okay, so what is this all about? I had to invite John Blocker. He is the store manager at the Hy-Vee in Maplewood. John, thank you so much for actually being in the studio for the Shaletta Show today.
And thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Okay, it's something called Family Meals Month. I had not heard about it before, but tell me all about Family Meals Month.
Sure. So Family Meals Month happens every September. It's an annual event. It was originally started by the Food Marketing Institute, also referred to as FMI. It's a focus on just sharing a meal with your family and the benefits that can happen when you do have regular meals with your family. benefits for children, benefits mm-hmm. for families in general. So this month we're going to be giving away meals at our store, and we're going to be giving some meals away to the Boys and Girls Club as well.
And that's the thing. I was like, okay, y'all sell groceries. Y'all also giving away groceries. When does this giveaway take place? Because, you know, whether you are somebody out there who are listening and you are food insecure, you're a teacher, an educator, you know a family that may need to get a free meal or two, or if you like me, and you just tired of cooking every day, you can go and pick up a free meal. So where can we get these free meals, please, sir?
The free meals will be available at the Maplewood Hy-Vee at 2501 White Bear Avenue in Maplewood.
Okay, what day and time? Because I'm writing all this down. This is going right into the calendar. I'm not even using a pen.
That's going to be Wednesday, September 13th from 4 to 6, or while our supplies last. We have 200 meals to hand out, family-sized meals that will feed 4 to 6 people.
Okay, and now I know you got some veggie items. You've got talk to me about that, because I don't want anybody out there with dietary restrictions to think, well, you know what? This is not for me. I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. You know, I don't eat pork. But there's several different types of meals that you all are making available.
Sure. So there's three different options. The first option is a beef burrito, which is a really good option for people out there. And then the second is a spinach Alfredo, which is a vegetarian option. So that will help with some dietary restrictions. And then we also have a chicken noodle bake that we'll be giving away.
And I love it. So is this a drive up? Is this a drop off? Do folks have to get registered, or can you just come?
There is no registration. It is a first come, first serve drive through situation. So but we'll try to take care of everyone we can when we start at 4.
This is at 2501. What's the street? Because I need to get this down in my calendar right now.
That's on White Bear Avenue.
White Bear Avenue in Maplewood at the Hy-Vee, Wednesday, September 13th from 4 to 6 p.m. They've got 200 family-sized meals to give away for Family Meals Month. But even better than that, this is my favorite part when I found out, is that you're giving meals away to the Boys and Girls Club?
Absolutely.
Okay, now what is this about?
Hy-Vee will be providing 100 meals to the Twin Cities Boys and Girls Club this week.
Wow, that is amazing. And I just thank you, because I think about, John, you know, when I was a kid, we sat down and ate together. You know, and I was almost embarrassed to have you on the show. It's kind of like right before you go to the doctor's office, you try to eat a salad or you know, some fruit, because then when the doctor say, are you eating healthy? You could say, yes, yes, I'm eating healthy. So last night I made all my kids, my sister Sia, she's a witness. I made all my kids get to the table and we ate together. And they were like, why are we eating together? Because I knew you were coming. And I wanted to make sure I could say that my kids and I had a meal together. But before last night, I have to tell you, John, I don't know the last time that we all sat down, stopped what we were doing, and ate and talked. And this gives us an opportunity to do that. And I know that's part of the mission of why Hy-Vee is doing this.
Absolutely. There's just so many benefits to eating a meal with a family. Kids get better grades, typically, mm-hmm. studies have shown. Higher self-esteem, show characteristics of respect. So not only the bonding time that it provides, mm-hmm. but there are benefits to sitting around a table and having a family meal. And that's why Hy-Vee really wants to be involved in providing meals for people in our community, because we do believe that that's important. And it's nutritionally, it's very important as well. Mm-hmm. So everything within our world can revolve around food. So we want to give back to the community.
Well, I appreciate that. Don't forget, guys, this is at the Maplewood Hy-Vee location on White Bear. This is on Wednesday, September 13th. This is from 4 to 6 p.m. No registration needed. First come, first serve basis. If you're a mom out there, you don't feel like cooking. If you're a teacher or an educator, or there's somebody at your church and you know that they're doing bad and they could really benefit from a free meal. This is a drive up. No, they're not going to take your information. Nobody's going to be embarrassed. You get in line and they're going to put this meal, this whole meal feeds 4 to 6 people in your car. and just bless you and your family or someone that you know and love. So make sure that they get this information. John, thank you. We got to take a picture during the break because you done actually came down here. You might just be my second guest since COVID that has actually come into the studio. I think I had Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan here like a couple of months ago. But since then, y'all are the only two people. I'm usually in here by myself with Josh hopping around in a circle. So it's nice to have other human beings in the station with me. So thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure to be here. It was exciting to come down, and I've never been in the studio before, so it's been a great experience.
Oh, yeah, and got here before I did. He's like, hi, Shaletta, I'm downstairs. I was like, oh, so, yeah, let me tell you how I roll. I get here like a couple minutes before the show, but I'll send somebody down to get you. So I thank you for waiting, being patient, and you all be patient with us. We'll be right back. It is 1220. You are listening to an abbreviated version of the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. Just about 10 minutes left for us. And then those Twins, honey, they are going to be taking on the Mets. They are going to make mincemeat out of those New York Mets. Now, the first pitch is at 1:10, but of course, we got to give you the pregame show at 12:30. So listen in. Let's root for the home team, those Minnesota Twins. Downtown is so electric right now. They're playing over at Target Field. I've seen kids in their gear with their mitts and their balls. I've seen, you know, families walking. I've seen just diehard Twins fans. The hotels are doing well. The restaurants are doing well. It's just great. It's just great to see. But you know what? If you can't get down here, no worries. Because we'll cover the entire game right here. So if you're like my neighbor, Mr. Wally, and you're out washing the car, or I saw Mr. Phil cleaning out his garage next door to me in Cottage Grove, you can just put it on your good neighbor. Leave it right here after the show. The Twins pregame is coming on, and then you can hear the play-by-play action, and then the postgame. So we've got you covered. Keep it locked right here. Now, listen. Couple of months ago, I was laying in the bed minding my own business and my face started tingling. And then my whole side started tingling. And I couldn't figure out what was going on with my body. I thought I was having a stroke. So I went to the emergency room and turns out that my blood pressure was high. And so the doctor gave me a list of things to do, of which I wanted to do none. Stop drinking. Not too much pork. Exercise, watch your diet, check this, check that. I was so frustrated because this is not the lifestyle that I had been living. And suddenly, all of a sudden, things had changed. Well, I got to be 50 years old. And if I wanted to be 51, I knew I had to do something differently. So the past year, I lost weight, got on some medication, changed my diet, not drinking as much. But I still needed to monitor my blood pressure. And I was talking to some other black women and they were experiencing the same thing. And blood pressure was just not something that came up for them. And thankfully, my sister, Darcia Handy, a nurse, lives down in Houston, was able to give me some tips and strategies and showed me how to check my own blood pressure at home and keep a log. So that I would be able to monitor myself because I want to be here for my kids. I don't want anybody else raising my children. I love my babies more than I love bacon and brown liquor, right? And so she said, you know what, Shaletta, I'm coming up there. I want to do a blood pressure screening for black women. So my friends at Ramsey County said, we got you. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. And then Shawnee Grigsby over at Flavor Cafe in St. Paul said, why don't you have it here? This is a great gathering place, and we've got black women coming in and out of here all day. And so that's what we're doing today at 1 o'clock. As soon as I leave here, we're going to go down to Flava Cafe on University and Dale. And my sister's going to be doing free blood pressure screenings. She's got all kinds of material to pass out to people. She's going to check your blood pressure for you. She's brought her equipment, brand new equipment from Houston. I picked her up from the airport and she is joining me today in studio.
Hi.
Hey, sister. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, why was it important to you to come all the way from Houston to Minnesota to have a blood pressure screening for black women?
because we need it. Of course, you know, your experience was scary, and sometimes we forget to check on ourselves first. So this is an opportunity for me to check on my sisters and give back by doing the screenings for them.
I love it. Now, when you say a screening, what's going to happen? That's what somebody said. Is she taking blood? I was like, I don't think so, but I'm going to let her explain it. What is involved in a blood pressure screening?
Well, what I'm going to do is check the blood pressure. I'm just going to do a simple blood pressure reading. I'll take two on the person and I'll let them know what they are privately. And if there's a blood pressure that's out of range, I will let them know that it's out of range. And if they're in normal range, I'll let them know, which I'll let them know what the parameters are. Normal blood pressure is anything 139 over 80 and under. And then in out of range, blood pressure will be anything over 140 over 90.
Okay.
So we'll look at that.
And so I know you have some materials and some handouts that folks can take home. But as a nurse and a healthcare provider who's been on the front line of creating racial equity in the healthcare industry, what are some of the things that we, especially specifically as Black women, can do right now today to make it better for our blood pressure? Because I know when you told me about not drinking so much and cut out the pork, that I saw an immediate difference. You said, okay, if it's high, you need to go and do some light exercise and download some of these videos, because you know you're not going to go to the gym. You got Comcast, Xfinity. They've got some videos you can download, some things you can buy, and you can just work out in the house. Go to the basement so you don't wake up the babies. Do it in the morning. And I started seeing an immediate decrease. In addition to diet and exercise, what are some of the things that you recommend first and foremost?
Well, definitely look at your sodium intake, look at your pork intake, and just get your body moving. Like you said, diet and exercise are most important when it comes to that. And one thing we have to pay attention to is our level of stress. Our stress level is a silent killer, and sometimes we're not paying attention to that. So it's very important to have balance in your life as well.
And, you know, I was just going to ask you about stress because, you know, it's been stressful around my house. I got a senior in high school, and he wants this car. And he talked to the people, and you know, buying a used car, it'll be ready tomorrow. It'll be ready tomorrow. It'll be ready tomorrow. And you know, me and his dad are like, son, this is just how it works. And he was stressed and I was stressed, and I literally could feel my body doing something different until the point where I just went and I sat down and I got really quiet.
You've got to take time for you. You've got to have that quiet time. You've got to have that peace. You have to make time in your day for yourself. There's nothing wrong with it. Like when we're on the airplane and they say take the oxygen first and then put it on the passenger, you've got to give yourself that oxygen first. And that means taking time out for yourself to sit to the side. If you have a stressful moment, you've got to have some time to unwind and just think and sit there with your thoughts and be okay with that.
But that's not how we were trained as Black women. We confront things head on. We want solutions right away. And that is killing us. And you know, exactly. Until you educated me, you know, I'm looking at the mortality rates for Black women. Mm-hmm. And we're first for everything. First to die from this, first to die from that. Our life expectancy is lower than any other group. And it is because of the stress. It is because of the diet. Mm-hmm. How are we going to change a lifestyle when this has been the way it's been for generations, especially when it comes to that stress? Because we are the burden bearers. Mm-hmm. We're carrying the load in our community, at our church, in our family, politically. You know, it's on us a lot of times.
Well, you said the most important thing, you want to be here for your children. So you have to make time for you. You've got to take that time out in that day. Do your exercises in the chair, like you said. Download something. There are free things all over the place to help you do exercises at home. Take a walk. Get a breath of fresh air.
But this is the thing. That's not been our tradition. You know, when somebody says, when do you rest? And you know, the first thing we say, I'll rest when I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then we die.
Yes. But we have to break that. We have to break that cycle. And you're doing it. And that's why I'm glad to be here to be a part of this. This is why I'm here, because we have to break that cycle. We have to make these sacrifices for one another. As sisters, as Black women, we've got to put our health first. And this is how we start. We've got to start.
This is how we start today.
Yes,
from
ma'am.
1 to 3 at Flavor Cafe. Come out, meet me, meet my sister Darcia. She'll be doing blood pressure readings for Black women, and she's got handouts and some materials. And we just want you to be healthy. For yourself, for your community, for your children. We don't want anything to happen to you because we love you.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.